What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, it is time for this morning's look. Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. A new poll with respect to trust in the National Assembly. Well, it stands out that a significant part of the electorate is suspicious of this state body. For example, 84.1% of those surveyed said that they have little or no confidence in the Assembly, while 16% indicated that they have complete or quite a bit of confidence in the legislature. The rejection percentage increases in the age range between 26 and 35 years of age. 88.4% of those consulted in this age group have little or no confidence in the state body. Regarding the provinces, for example, in Coclé, 98.6% of those consulted said that they distrusted the Assembly. In Los Santos, 96.2% said the same. And in Panama Oeste, 91.6% of those surveyed, well, they had the same reaction. These are the results of a survey which commissioned by Corporación La Prensa S.A. to the company Mercadeo Planificado S.A., an investigation that was carried out between February the 27th and the 4th of March of this year. Now, for this study, 1,200 people in 10 provinces and regions in the country were interviewed face-to-face. The margin of error is 2.83% and the confidence level is 95%. The Assembly has been questioned for issues such as its bulky payrolls and budget. The deputies were also in the eye of the storm for the way in which they approved the mining contract between the state and Minera Panama. Well, if the elections were held today, we would find ourselves facing a National Assembly fragmented into several political forces, highlighting among them the Independence, the Realizing Goals Collective, and the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD. According to the survey commissioned by La Prensa, 19% of voters would vote for a candidate for independent deputy. 17.3% would vote for an RM candidate, and 12.1% would opt for one from the ruling PRD. Another 8% would choose between the Democratic Change, the CD, alternatives, and 3.7% would opt for those of the Popular Party. There is only 3.5% who would be willing to support candidates for deputy from the Panamanista Party and 33% those from the Other Path movement. That's also known as MOCA. Furthermore, there is 23.2% who still don't know who they will vote for in the next elections. These are results of the survey commissioned, as we mentioned, by Corporación La Prensa S.A. to Mercadeo Planificado S.A., an investigation that was carried out between 27th again and 4th of March, and for the study, the same 1,200 people in the 10 provinces and regions of the country were interviewed. In the midst of this scenario, possible alliances must be taken into account when the new assembly is formed on the 1st of July. The current nominations for deputies may be an indicator of what the process would be like. RM and the PRD already share candidates in the 5th of May elections. That happened, for example, in the circuits of Capira 13-2 with Jorge Ramos, San Carlos 13-3 with Junior Herrera and La Pintada with Dana Castañeda, and Colón 3-2 with Nelson Jackson. Well, the plenary session of the Tribunal Electoral has confirmed the filing for a complaint filed against journalist Alvaro Alvarado so that he no longer publishes a photo or name of the former President Ricardo Martinelli. Well, on 11th of March, judges Alfredo Juncker, Eduardo Valdez and Luis Guerra rejected an appeal presented by Alejandro Perez, Martinelli's legal representative, and ratified a decision adopted on the 18th of October by the National Directorate of Electoral Organization, which declared the complaint against Alvarado not proven and ordered the file to be archived. Alvarado and his defense alleged that the prohibition on disclosing Martinelli's photo and name was a violation of the Constitution and the jurisprudence issued by the Inter-American Court of Human Rights. In similar cases in Latin America, because it restricts a journalist to exercise his profession under the pretext of prohibiting from analysing and referring to facts, which, of course, are public knowledge and interest, and by doing so, the Tribunal Electoral becomes complicit in the cover-up of acts of corruption. All of his publications, he adds, are of an informative nature, and he does not have paid political advertisements on his networks or that are sponsored directly or indirectly by political adversaries of Riccardo Martinelli, as he was accused. Also, the Supreme Court of Justice admitted the unconstitutionality lawsuit filed against the resolution of the Electoral Tribunal, Tribunal Electoral, that designated José Romolino as presidential candidate of the Realizing Goals and Alliance parties. The lawsuit, which has Judge Olmedo Arrocha as its rapporteur, was sent to the Attorney General of the Nation, Javier Caraballo, to issue an opinion on the decision adopted by the Tribunal Electoral, which allows Molino to run as a presidential candidate in the 5th of May elections. This is the unconstitutionality lawsuit presented by lawyer Carisma Etienne Caramanitas against point 2 of the plenary agreement of 11-1 of the Tribunal Electoral of March the 4th of this year, in which Riccardo Martinelli Berrocal was disqualified from running for the position of president and deputy for Circuit 8-4 after having been convicted of the crime of money laundering. Now, in view of this, and as provided in the resolution, the name of José Romolino is allowed to appear on the ballot for the election to the 5th of May. While Molino carries out political proselytizing activities, former President Martinelli remains in asylum in the Nicaraguan embassy in Panama since now the 7th of February. Martinelli was sentenced, as we know, to 128 months in prison and paid a fine of $19.2 million after being found guilty of the crime of money laundering through the new business company that was used to purchase Editora Panama America. Now, on the 4th of March, the Tribunal Electoral was notified of Martinelli's conviction and immediately disqualified him as a presidential candidate and deputy in accordance with the provisions of Article 180 of the Constitution, which prohibits a person sentenced to 5 years or more in prison to be elected as president. The Nicaraguan embassy in Panama sent a note to the Panamanian Foreign Ministry in order to notify it about some changes in its diplomatic headquarters, sources from said diplomatic mission have reported. In this sense, through note number 46, NIC 2024-5, of the 4th of March, they notified the Panamanian authorities that our consulate will begin to operate as of today in the house next to our diplomatic headquarters. That is, our embassy will operate from duplex numbers 61A and 61B in the La Alameda Calle 63G urbanization. Now, according to what was learned, the Foreign Ministry of Panama, under the command of Janaina Tuwaini, must authorize the changes indicated by the diplomatic mission under the Vienna Convention. But, as of now, this has not happened. The Ministry of Commerce and Industries has rejected 82 applications from companies intending to explore the metallic minerals. This was stated by the head of the portfolio, Jorge Rivera Staff, in a questionnaire that he responded to the Commerce and Industries Commission of the National Assembly last week. It was denied, or the denied applications are based on the provisions of Law No. 407 of the 3rd of November of last year, which prohibits the granting of concessions for the exploration, extraction, transportation and benefit of the exploitation of metal mining throughout the national territory. At the end of last year, and after weeks of massive protests demanding a mining moratorium, the government of Laurentino Cortizo and the National Assembly were pressured to present a project and then approve the law that froze concessions for the extraction of metal mining throughout the Panamanian territory. Seven of the metal minerals exploration concession contracts have been rejected, including three requests for extension of the contract from the company Minera Cerro Quema. Staff told the deputies as an example. The official record that the extraction concession of the company Vera Gold Mining Company, Inc. remains in force, according to Law 92 of the 13th of November of 2013, whose concession expires in 2033. Regarding the legitimacy of this concession, the MICIA requested the opinion of the administration's attorney, Rigoberto González, who indicated that the moratorium law does not apply to the Vera Gold Corporation legal contract. In November of 2013, the National Assembly approved Law 92, which is the mining concession contract for the extraction of gold and other metallic minerals, in favour of Vera Gold. This agreement allows Vera Gold to obtain concessions for the exploration and exploitation of metallic mineral reserves in a 50-kilometre radius around the Santa Rosa concession. The concessions already authorised were protected because the concept of the mining moratorium applies or implies a prohibition on the authorisation of new concessions. Currently, there are 15 exploration concessions in the territory of the Republic of Panama. And that's it. There we go. There's a look forward this morning. Those are some of the items in the local news compiled for you for this morning's programme.